I'm going to get off Alfie. Yes, get up a little bit. Oh, okay.
I'm Austin Luca.
I'm Andrew Harp.
This is With Nothing to Say.
Let's talk about Piazza.
This week we are talking about Piazza. I chose this film because I was watching a TV show. I can't remember what TV show it was, but they did a Bollywood spoof episode. And I realized that I'd never really seen a Bollywood film before, or not even just a Bollywood film, really a film made in India. I've seen a couple of films from like British filmmakers who made a couple of films in India, but never a true Indian film. So this is something that has long been off my list and I just never got around to it. But boy, am I glad that this was my first Indian film.
Yeah, it's a good movie. India has a very rich cinema culture. And because of that, I think it's kind of a daunting task, you know, just because there's so many movies and there are new movies being made all the time. And they're really long too. Like all these Guru Dutt, all these like Guru Dutt movies, if you look on Criterion, all these movies are like 2.5 hours. You know, new movies are like 3 hours, mostly because they just pack a lot of stuff in them. In this movie and in other Indian movies I've seen, a lot of stuff just happens.
Yeah, this film feels, which I don't think it is, but Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong here, it feels very biopic, but it's not.
I think it's semi-biographical. I think I read that like Guru Dutt, it's based on like some of Guru Dutt's earlier experience as an artist.
Maybe it's just because of the length of it, or maybe it's just because of the way they tell the story. It feels as if a whole life is spent in this 2.5 hours, even though you're only with him for a couple of years of his life. Maybe not even that.
Yeah, it's like a couple years.
Yeah, but for some reason, it feels like a whole lifetime. Like, I mean, poor Vijay. He has it rough. He just cannot catch a break.
Did you read the Criterion description for the World of Guru Dutt collection on here? It's like it says, hailed as the Orson Welles of Indian cinema for his striking visual style and ability to weave deeply personal themes into mainstream entertainment. Sounds about right. Or Orson Welles is the Guru Dutt of Hollywood. I don't know.
American cinema.
That shot too, where like he's like at the funny like microphone, like when he's at like his university party, like, and he says the poem to the audience. That shot reminded me of Orson Welles a little bit. The way that he looks, like him at the microphone, that shot reminded me of Orson Welles. Kind of looked like him.
Yeah, there's definitely some Orson Welles type camera movements, like in the way he loves to do like these long shots where you start like super wide and you kind of move in. I mean, maybe not to the extent of Touch of Evil, but
yeah,
again, this is his first of his films I've seen. So that's not to say that in some of his other work, he doesn't do that. But the filmmaker that I was actually most reminded of when watching this film was actually Ingmar Bergman.
I guess.
Part of it was because the opening image is very similar to an opening image to an Ingmar Bergman film, which I cannot remember the name of for the life of me. But I can see the images, which it's around the same time. And I think it's about like a college professor. And like the opening scene is like a man in horn-rimmed glasses laying in a like field of flowers. So it's very similar imagery. It came out around the same time.
Wild Strawberries?
I think so. Yeah. Wild Strawberries. And perhaps maybe like just that initial image was just so similar that I kept making conclusions similar to Ingmar Bergman. But I think also, much like Ingmar Bergman, this is a director who's very interested in faces. Like a lot of the film is shot in close-ups and very beautiful close-ups, right? It's a lot of just full face or kind of profile. Sometimes you'll see, you know, these kind of medium shots, but he's not someone who does like a lot of wide shots, except for these kind of like very passionate moments. And even when there are wide shots, like, right, they're like 1,000 extras or like these kind of very gigantic scenes. He seems to use the best of close-up, medium, and long shot. But I don't know. It's got some Ingmar Bergman vibes. And maybe part of it's also just the writing, too. I mean, the writing's very poetic, which I guess is something you would want for a film about poetry. But It does kind of have some of those striking dialogue that you see in a lot of Bergman films where it feels as if everyone talks in prose. And I think that's very beautiful. And then also just the Hindi language is a very, it's Hindi, right? Is that what they're speaking?
Yes.
Okay. It's a very beautiful and sonic language. Auditorily, like, I don't know. It just sounds nice, I guess.
Yeah, especially when they're singing. You know, the thing about the songs, they're probably, I won't even say they're songs, right? They're more like, I don't know, chants, I guess, or something like that. There's probably another word for them, like a proper word for it. They're very repetitive. But because of like the nature of the Hindi language, I don't know, it kind of lulls me in a good way. Sometimes like if I watch a movie that has like a lot of music in it and has a lot of like singing with like people like singing in English, that gets really annoying for me, honestly, just because like, I don't know, like English is a language that I'm very familiar with. Therefore, I get kind of like annoyed if you're trying to like watching a movie and it has like a musical part in it that has like English lyrics in it. That kind of annoy you. You know, I think you're easily annoyed. While in this movie, I'm unfamiliar with the language. You don't even really have to read the subtitles, you know, after, I mean, you could read the first, for maybe the first minute, you could read the subtitles and then like, it, and then it repeats the lyrics. And after that, it's like, you can kind of chill, kind of like lull and kind of like yourself into kind of like the repetitiveness of it. That's kind of like the main thing for me that I take away from the music and the singing of the movie.
I love the music in this film. I mean, I'm a huge musical fan, so whenever I hear music in any film, regardless of the language, I'm going to be excited by it. And I wasn't sure going into this movie if it was going to have music or not, even though it's a very famous Indian film and Bollywood is famous for having a lot of song and dance numbers. I just thought because of the vibes of this film, it might not have songs in it. But every time they broke out into song, like it felt right. Like it never just felt like people were breaking out into song to break out into song. I mean, they are, right? They just,
yeah.
It's a musical, but it always just felt like the absolutely right move for the moment. And as you said, there is something hypnotic about their singing, and it feels almost more like a chant than it does a song for whatever reason. Maybe it's just the unfamiliarity with the language. Maybe it's the repetitive nature